23rd of December, 2022. My workflow in 2023. In August 2021, I wrote my original post describing my knowledge management and productivity workflow, including the various tools I'd stitched together and some of the challenges I was having. Over a year on, and I've been making some more significant changes to that tooling, and as 2022 comes to a close, I thought I would look back on that original post and reflect on what I've changed, fixed, and learnt along the way. RSS is more important than ever. When I was building my original workflow, RSS was all the rage, and Google Reader was the king. The death of Google Reader in 2013 and the general move of the tech discourse towards social networks like Twitter meant that RSS had fallen out of fashion. However, like many others, I moved over to Feedly and quickly kept building my firehose of websites, blogs, subreddits and Twitter lists. I made the following assumption in my original post. Quote, I suspect that there will be many other sources in the future, such as more video streams, different social networks, or more long-form content, such as journals. That assumption was based on the types of content that I wanted to be adding to my consumption, but reading back, it feels more like a prediction of things to come rather than a wish list. With the recent high-profile drama surrounding Twitter and the migration of much of Twitter to Mastodon, there has been a quiet realization that all that knowledge, those discussions, and that internet history is in the hands of one organisation and could easily be taken away. I'm now seeing an increase once more in people writing content on their own sites, such like this, and an increase in the use of newsletters. It feels retro, but it's also very refreshing. My new workflow and what's next. There were three core tools in my original workflow: Feedly, Pocket Casts, and Pocket. All the largest players in their respective niche and all integrating pretty smoothly. Things weren't all perfect though. I wanted better filtering, better organisation, better bookmarking and integrating books. At the time, I was exploring lots of other tools and replacements such as EnoReader and Raindrop.io, but nothing felt quite right. As I said at the time, I've had that workflow for 2 to 3 years and I knew, even a year ago, that it was soon going to be time for a change. I just couldn't find the right combination of tools to replace them. Also, inertia is a real thing, and even for tech folks like me, change is hard. Enter Readwise Reader. That all changed in September 2021, a month after my original post, when Readwise announced the private beta of their Reader application. Go and read that original blog post. It explains exactly what I was trying to achieve in my original post, and it even contains workflow diagrams that look very similar to mine. This was clearly a tool written for me and people like me by a team of people who really understand this problem space well, so I signed up and waited. In early November this year, I finally got access and started to trial it. By this point, I was a paid user of Feedly and Pocket and was using almost all the features of both and really knew what I wanted out of Readwise Reader. I was not disappointed. The unique aspect of Reader is that it's an integrated product. RSS feeds and Read It Later all in one, which doesn't sound a lot, but when you're not having to context switch between two applications with different UX and different workflow, it really does make a huge difference. Reader supports all the functionality that I would expect, such as tagging, highlighting, newsletters and feed organisation. But given it's a new tool, designed from the ground up, it's rethought a few things. Filtered views. No folders, but dynamic filtered views that you can create using their query language to build views for certain feed types, certain domains, or content. I use this primarily today for segmenting newsletters, Reddit, and Twitter sources, as well as some views based on tags for certain projects. It's not the full deduplication or regex filtering of EnoReader or Feedly, but it's a first step and a refreshing alternative. Suggested feeds. One of the unique things that Reader is able to offer by having the article library and the feeds in one application is that it can recognise domains that you add to your library often. Check that against RSS feeds from the same domain and recommend feeds that you may not be subscribed to based on what you're actually saving and reading. Great new feature, and this has added lots more into the firehose. YouTube videos. Adding a video player into a Reader product is table stakes these days, but what Reader has done is pull through transcriptions where they exist and sync those to the audio of the video you're playing. This allows you to add highlights to the transcription, and when you come back later to review those, it will skip to that part of the video where the highlight exists. This makes grabbing snippets of video during research really straightforward. I don't usually consume a lot of video compared to written words, but this feature might change that. PDF and EPUB support. Supporting PDF and EPUB reading and highlighting is a very nice value add. I'll admit, I haven't used this functionality yet, but given their integration with the existing Readwise product, I can see this being really powerful and I look forward to diving a bit deeper. Highlights and Readwise. Readwise is their original product for syncing highlights from many sources, including web pages and books. There is already integration there between Readwise and Readwise Reader, as you might expect. But this is going to get closer and closer aligned over time, meaning that I'll be able to pull all the small fragments of information about a particular topic into a single place. Super exciting. It's not all perfect though. Newsletter support still needs a little bit of work to manage them better, and there are a few inconsistencies between the web and mobile versions, but overall it's been a great experience. I have to say that the Readwise support team are great. I've had bug reports resolved in the same day, and the responses to feedback are always really pleasant. Audio. What about podcasts? Well, Pocket Cast is still my go-to application, and the acquisition by Automattic certainly felt like a positive move with a couple of recent small but significant features like organising podcasts by folders and improved listening stats. These have certainly solved my original problems, and now I have my podcasts organised by daily check-in, weekend listen, review, and non-tech. I'm generally happy with my podcast setup, however, I have started exploring Snipped, which has the functionality to create audio snippets, think highlights, and sync them to Readwise. I spend almost as much time listening to podcasts as I do reading feeds and social media, so it's important that I derive as much value from them as possible. I'm looking forward to seeing similar functionality in Readwise for audio that we've seen with video and their YouTube support. Help me help you. Over the past year, I've found a few kindred spirits who share my passion for reading and writing technical content, and we share similar workflows. I've learned how much of a core part of my purpose as a leader has either been connecting people with people or connecting people with the knowledge and context that they may not otherwise have. Unfortunately, but quite intentionally, my workflow and the tools that I use don't really have direct social integration. So it's not always easy for me to share things with you all. So instead, I ask you all, reach out to me, tell me what you think. What topics are inspiring to you right now? What would you like to know about? What are the favourite things you're reading about? Book clubs used to be a thing. I'm thinking of something similar, or building a very private newsletter. Let me know your thoughts.